Chapter 13
Triyodasho Adhyayah Prakriti Purusha Vibhaga Yoga Arjuna Vachah Prakriti Purusham Chaiva Kshetram Kshetrajnyam Eva Cha Etad Veditum Icchami Jnanam Geyancha Keshava.
Arjun said, O Keshav, I would like to understand Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, Kshetra, the field, Kshetajna, the knower of the field, Jnan, knowledge, and Gay, the object of knowledge.
Shri Bhagavan Uvachaha Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetram Iti Abhidhiyate Itadayo Veti Tam Pravahu Kshetrajnam Iti Tadvidha.
Shri Bhagavan said, O Kaunteya, this body is known as Kshetra, the field, and one who knows this body is called Kshetajna, the knower of the field, by those endowed with knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetajna.
Kshetrajna chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajna yor jnanam yattaj jnanam matam mama.
O Bharat, know me alone to be the knower in all kshetras, bodies. This knowledge of the body as kshetra and the jiva and ishwar as kshetrajna is certainly true knowledge in my opinion.
Tat kshetram yaccha yadrikancha yadvikari yatascha yat sacha yo yat prabhavascha tat samasena meshunu.
Hear from me a brief description of that kshetra, its characteristics and transformations, why and from whom it has come into existence, and what the sarup, means nature, and influence of the kshetrajna is.
Rishibir bahuda gitam chandobhir vividhai pritha brahma sutra padaischaiva hetu madbhir vinischite.
This tattva of kshetra and kshetrajna has been explained in several different ways by the rishis in numerous Vedic literatures, and it is sung with perfect logic and definitive conclusions in the Brahma Sutra.
Mahabhutani ahankaro buddhiravyaktam eva cha indriyani dashaikanancha panchachaindriya gocharaha ichhadveshaha sukham dukham Sanghatascetana dhritihi etad kshetram samasena savikarma udharitam.
The five great elements, the false ego, the intelligence, prakriti, the 11 senses, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, misery, the body, knowledge, and patience comprise a brief description of the kshetra, along with its mundane transformations.
Amanitvam adambhitam ahinsa shanti arjavam acharyo upasanam shocham sthairyam atma vinigraha indriyartheshu vairagyam anahankara evacha Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi Dukha Doshanu Darshanam Asakti Anabhiswangaha Putra Dara Grihadishu Nityancha Samachitatvam Ishtanishtisho Papatishu Maicha Anne Yogena Bhakti Ravya Bicharani Vivikta Desha Savitvam Aratirjan Samsati अध्यात्म ज्ञानम नित्यत्वम तत्व ज्ञान अर्ह दर्शनम एताज ज्ञानम इति प्रोक्तम अज्ञानम यद अत्यो अन्यथा।
हैविंग नो डिजायर फॉर ऑनर फ्रीडम फ्रॉम प्राइड नॉन वायलेंस फॉरबेरेंस सिंप्लिसिटी सर्विस टू क्वालिफाइड गुरु प्योरिटी बोथ इंटरनली एंड एक्सटर्नली स्टेडीनेस ऑफ माइंड कंट्रोल ऑफ द बॉडी एंड सेंसेस डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स एब्सेंस ऑफ फॉल्स ईगो कॉन्स्टेंटली परसीविंग द मिजरी ऑफ बर्थ डेथ ओल्ड एज एंड डिजीज डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम वाइफ चिल्ड्रन होम एक्सेट्रा नॉट बींग एब्जॉर्ब इन द हैप्पीनेस एंड मिजरी ऑफ अदर्स इक्वानिमिटी इन अटेनिंग आइदर फेवरेबल और अनफेवरेबल ऑब्जेक्ट्स वन पॉइंटेड स्टेडफास्ट एंड अनस्वर्विंग भक्ति टू मी अ लाइकिंग फॉर सॉलिट्यूड अ डिस्टेस्ट फॉर द एसोसिएशन ऑफ मटेरियलिस्टिक पीपल कॉन्स्टेंट डेलिब्रेशन ऑन नॉलेज ऑफ द सेल्फ एंड ऑन द पर्पस ऑफ तत्व ज्ञान दैट इज मोक्ष आई कंसिडर्ड ऑल दिस टू बी ज्ञान एवरीथिंग एल्स इज इग्नोरेंस।
ज्ञेयं यत्तत् परवेक्ष्यामि यज्ज्ञात्वा अमृतम् अश्नुते अनादिमत् परं ब्रह्म न सत्तन्नाशदुच्यते।
नाउ आई शैल एक्सप्लेन टू यू व्हाट इज गे दैट विच इज टू बी नोन फॉर बाय अंडरस्टैंडिंग द नोएबल वन अटेन्स मोक्ष इमोर्टैलिटी। ब्रह्म हु हैज नो बिगनिंग and is dependent on me, lies beyond the cause and effect of this creation.
Sarvataha pani padam ta, sarvato akshi shiro mukham, sarvataha shruti mal loke, sarvam avritya tishtati.
His hands and feet are everywhere. His eyes, heads and faces permeate all the directions. And he hears everything. Situated thus, Brahm pervades the entire universe.
Sarva indriya gunabhasam, sarva indriya vivarjitam, asaktam sarva bhrjai cheva, nirgunam gun bhoktradcha.
That knowable par Brahm is the source of all senses and their functions. Yet he is devoid of mundane senses. Although detached, he is the maintainer of all living beings, and although nirgun, he is the enjoyer of six transcendental qualities.
Bahirantascha bhutanam acharam charam evacha sukshmatvata davigyeyam durastham chanti kechata.
That absolute entity, Parabrahma Tattva, dwells within and without all beings. And because of him, this world of moving and non-moving beings exists. He is very difficult to comprehend, being very subtle. He is simultaneously far away and ever-present.
Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, vibhaktam eva cha sthitam. Bhuta-bhritta cha tad-geyam, Grishishnu-prabha-vishnu cha.
Although undivided, he is situated within every being as if divided. Know him to be the sustainer, annihilator and the creator of all beings.
Jyoti-sam api tad-jyoti tamasaha parama uchyate. ज्ञानम गेयम ज्ञान गम्यम हृदि सर्वस्य अधिष्ठितम्।
He is the source of light in all luminaries. He is transcendental to ignorance. He is true knowledge, ज्ञान, the true object of knowledge, gay, and he can be known through ज्ञान, ज्ञान गम्य. He dwells within the heart of all beings.
इति क्षेत्रं तथा ज्ञानं गयं चोक्तं समासतः मदभक्ता एताद् विज्ञाया मदभावो योपपद्यते।
Thus the field, knowledgeable and the knowable have been described by me in brief. By understanding these, my bhakta becomes qualified to attain my prema bhakti.
Prakriti purushan chaiva vidhyanadi ubhavapi vikaramsha gunanshaiva vidhi prakriti sambhava.
Know both prakriti and purush, the jiva, to be without beginning, and know their transformations and qualities to be born of prakriti.
Karja karan kartartve hetu prakriti uchayate purushaha sukha dukhana bhoktritve hetu uchayate.
Prakriti is said to be the source of the workings of material cause and effect, and purusha, the buddha jiva, is said to be the cause of the experience of material happiness, distress and so forth.
Purushaha prakriti sthito hi bhunkte prakriti jan guna karanam guna sangho asya sada sadayo nijanmasu.
Becoming situated in the prakriti, the purusha, jiva, enjoys the sense objects born of prakriti. The cause of his birth in higher and lower species is due to his association with the modes of nature.
Upadrishtanu mantacha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti cha piyukto dehi asmi purushah parah.
In this body, there exists a superior purusha, the transcendental enjoyer. He is paramatma, the witness, the permitter, the supporter, the maintainer, and also the supreme controller.
Sa evam veti purusham prakritiyancha gunehi saha sarvatha vartamano api nasa bhuyo abhijayate.
One who thus understands purush tattva, maya with her three modes, and jiva tattva, does not take birth again, regardless of his present situation.
Dhyane natmani pasyanti kechid atmanam atmana anne sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare.
By meditating on the Supreme Person, the bhaktas see him within their hearts. The jnanis try to see him by Sankhya Yoga, the yogis by Ashtanga Yoga, and others by the process of Nishkam Karma Yoga.
Annetav evam ajanantaha shutva nebhya upasate te api chatiti tarayanta eva mrityum shuti parayanaha.
Others, however, who do not know this tattva begin worshipping the Supreme after hearing from various acharyas. By such devotion to hearing, they too can gradually transcend this mortal world. This is certain.
Yavat sanjayate kinchit sattvam sthavar jangamam shetra shetragya samyoga tad vidhi bharatarshava.
O best of the Bharatas, know that whatever moving and non-moving beings are born, all are produced from the combination of kshetra and kshetagya.
Samamam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashayastam sa vinashayantam yaha pashyati sa pashyati.
Only one who sees Parameshwar equally in all beings, as the imperishable seated within the perishable, actually sees.
Samam pashyam hi sarvatra samavastitam ishvaram नहि नयस्ति आत्मनम आत्मनम ततो याति परमागतिम।
One who sees Parmeshwar dwelling equally everywhere in all beings does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus he attains the supreme destination.
Prakriti eva cha karmani kriyamani sarvashah yaha pashyati tathatmanam akartataram sa pashyati.
One who sees that all activities are only performed by Prakriti and that the Atma is not the doer actually sees.
Yada bhuta prithak bhavam ekastham anupashyati tata eva cha vistaram brahma samyupadyate tada.
When he sees that the diverse natures of living beings abide in Prakriti alone and understands them all to be born from that same Prakriti, he attains realization of Brahma.
Anadityam nirgunatva paramatmayam avayayah shariro sthiro api kaunteya na karoti na lipayate.
O Kaunteya, because he is without beginning, anadi, and free from the three modes, nirguna, this imperishable Paramatma, though situated in the body, neither performs karma nor becomes entangled in the results of karma.
Yatha sarva gatam sokshamyad akasham nom lipayate sarvatra vasthito dehi tathatmano lipayate.
Just as the all-pervading sky does not mix with anything due to its subtle nature, in the same way, the Atma, who has attained Brahm realization in the wake of Paramatma, is unaffected by the qualities or faults of the material body, even though he pervades it.
Yatha prakasha yeti eka krishnam lokam imam ravi kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam prakashayati bharata.
O Bharat, just as one sun illuminates the whole universe, in the same way Paramatma illuminates the entire body with consciousness.
Kshetra kshetra gyayorevam antaram jnana chakshushah bhuta prakriti mokshancha ye vidhuryanti te param.
In this way, those with the eye of spiritual knowledge who become conversant with the difference between kshetra and kshetajna and the jiva's means of deliverance from prakriti attain the supreme abode.
Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita su Upanishad su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjun Samvade Prakriti Purush Viveka Yogo Nama Triyodasho Adhyayah.